Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go. Yeah, I'm applying to be a partner on Twitch. I just got notification. I made all of the numbers, guys. Made the numbers. In the air, in the air, in the air. Loving it and loving it up when I'm going down. Joining
in the harmonies there. That was good there. 0344 499 1000 Late Night Alternative. We're live. It's 7 minutes past 12 on a bank holiday Monday. Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk it? 0344 499 1000 Andre?
Yeah,
You were going to be the first caller tonight, but someone else called in.
Why?
Why?
Good question.
Why? Ollie, why?
Things kind of got a bit weird Friday, so I just wanted to make sure everything's okay.
Were you tripping on LSD? Because I was.
I am on medication that makes me a bit emotional.
Hey, no, listen, man, we're cool. We felt bad that we thought we were having classic bants.
Yeah.
And then we saw online that actually you were upset by what we said, so we were upset. But also, when I say we were upset because I kind of consider you as a friend. I know we don't know each other particularly well, but we play games online. So I was upset in that I was concerned for you. I'm not saying that in any way so that you then feel bad about us. That's not because you've got no reason to feel bad about us. Me and Kath are cool, and we're just glad to know that you're cool. And I hope you picked up. I don't know if you heard what we said on air or if you turn the radio off like you're having a little hissy fit. I don't know. I'm joking. It's a joke. But if you didn't hear what we said on air, then I'm sure you will have seen what a lot of people were saying on Twitter, that there's a lot of love for you, man. And everything's cool. Everything's cool as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I don't know, really. It's like I was watching Captain Marvel that day.
And, great film.
It is a great film. I felt a bit tearful at the end for no reason.
Yeah, I know. It's a powerful film. I loved Captain Marvel. One of my favourites in the whole Marvel. Can I ask, no spoilers, have you seen Endgame?
No, I'm going to see it Wednesday.
Okay. Because yeah. I'm reminded, literally another thing's popped into my head that I was actually not just disappointed about, I was angry about. And I want to talk to you about it, man, because I thought it was only okay with a lot of flaws in it, whereas Infinity War I thought was absolutely brilliant with very few flaws in it.
Past Wednesday, for sure. I saw another film. I've had it for ages. I didn't get it because of you, but I got Time Crimes and I watched it on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, go on.
With the Hectors. I thought it was cool. Yeah. I thought it was really good. Oh. It was really.
You say that in the way that means you didn't think it was cool.
It was a bit predictable, but it was cool.
Predictable.
I don't know if I can do spoilers.
You can spoil a 20-year-old film, yeah.
Is it 20 years old? Wow.
Probably.
Every time it's a time thing, it's always the person.
Yeah,
it's always that person that it involves. It's always...
As soon as I saw the mask, I was like, all right, that's him.
Yeah.
Right, so that's that guy. Okay, right. How does he get there? And I'm still not quite sure why he puts the mask on. But, yeah, you know, fine.
It's so that they can film him.
Yes.
And not have to, like, put some, like, fancy effect on.
There we go.
And they can get someone else to stand in.
Here's a strange text that's just come in from Liam. I don't know if this is for me, Catherine, or for you.
Okay.
Struggling here, man. Gay man, mid-30s, single, and really want a child. Then here's the bit at the end. Sorry to pester. No one's pestered me to father a child with another gay man.
Oh, is that? I thought they wanted one of our children.
You could have the one that wasted up for 3 hours in the hospital today. Struggling here, man. Gay man, mid-30s, single, and really want a child. Sorry to pester. We're not making light of it, Liam. I don't know what this is in reference to. I don't know if this is directed at us. It's the sorry to pester is the thing. This is the first request so far. Is it now? What do you need? Do you need my seed? Do you need Catherine's womb? Is it something Ollie can help? I don't know. We need a bit more detail here, Liam, if you don't mind. Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. Well, maybe Time Crime doesn't stand the test of time, then.
No, it's really, it's good. It's worth watch for sure, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
The other, I don't know. They're like, what, calling in?
Yeah.
Has been like me testing myself because I've got anxiety issues.
Yeah.
And
anxiety tissues, did you say?
Issues. Come on, man.
I thought you said tissues. I just had to clarify. I didn't know what an anxiety tissue was. I can imagine. But, okay. Anxiety issues. Okay, okay.
And I thought I was mentally well. And I think Friday made me question that, really. That may be... Because, like, I didn't know what the worst that could happen was by ringing.
Yeah.
And... I had a panic attack, and I didn't. I don't know. It's been the last panic attack I had was doing like a blood test at home.
Yeah. What?
And I freaked. Yeah.
Can you do them at home? Are you legally allowed to do a blood test at home?
What, on yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a little prick tick.
Oh, come on now, please. Come on, mate. Don't be so hard on yourself. I'm sure it was a lovely prick tick.
And a tiny amount of blood drops out, so you put in like a little cylinder.
Yeah.
And in my mind, it was like I was losing like a gallon of blood.
Yeah.
And I couldn't breathe. And similar thing happened on Friday when I was like reading tweets, and I knew it was a joke.
Yeah.
Because
a few other people, we were pretending that you were being transphobic or I can't remember, homophobic, whatever it was, I can't remember, everything phobic, and it was a joke. But then some friendly people on Twitter joined in on the joke, and what in your head you
thought they
read
meant it,
you read it as real.
Because I knew it was all a joke, but then people confirming that it wasn't a joke, but jokingly, my head deal of that, so it just added and added and added, and then suddenly it was real. And suddenly I thought, okay, mate, people do think I'm a massive bigot, and something just switched and I couldn't turn it back off, and I couldn't breathe, and it was weird, and that panicked me more.
So,
and I couldn't get out of it.
How are you right, here's the most important question: how are you feeling now? I know we spoke over the weekend, but how are you feeling now?
A lot better. It took me a couple of days because I just felt on edge.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a lot better.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad about that. Now, the next question is, how do we proceed? Because here's the thing. We said on Friday, we don't want anyone to feel worse when they put the phone down. So there's a few things we can do here. One, we can ban you. I don't know how that would... I don't know if that would trigger if you'd have to buy more anxiety tissues. I don't know. We could ban you. An idea I came up with is that we could have a safe word.
Safe word.
Yeah.
And so if we're having, you know, fun, let's just say, and we'll be a little bit more careful with our fun, but if we're having fun, you could say...
Anaconda.
What?
Anaconda.
No, you can't have a safe word that's too many syllables because it could be too late. The fatal blow could have been dealt. Anaconda. Okay. That's five syllables.
I was just thinking it needs to be something that wouldn't come up in ordinary conversation.
Yeah. Well, I think anaconda words.
It would do.
I would on this show.
Ollie is a big fan of the movie and the snake.
That's a terrible film.
So it's not. It's a great film.
No.
It's a great film.
Terrible movie.
Not in front of the children. So what safe word, if you think that's the route to go, Ollie, what safe word would work for you?
I think because Twitter put me in the mess, I think they can solve it and maybe they could come up with it.
You want to do like, what is this, local radio? He wants us to do it.
You know what those guys are like, though. They're saying, you know, they're terrible people.
We don't go, the phrase will be, I hate gays. right, hang on a minute. We're going to solve this. We have a very, very wise man.
Andre.
With us. Yeah, okay, right. You saw through that. Andre.
Yeah, what would you like to know?
We need a safe word for Ollie.
A safe word, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm
going to regret
honestly.
This. Sorry?
Honesty. H-O-N-E-S-T-Y.
That's how you spell it, is it? Okay.
Because we're not going to use that in everyday conversation.
Right. I know one.
All right, then. Safe haven.
What?
Safe haven.
Safe haven.
Do you know...
H-A-V-E-N.
Right. Don't have to spell them. It's not a spelling bee. Do you know
You can't hear me, can you?
Do you know what a safe word means?
Yeah, safe.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Chill out then. Chill out.
Chill out room. he's gone from safe room to chill out room.
I think he's just trying to find words that sound safe.
While I'm on, yes. Cass.
Yeah, I'm good.
Go on.
Cass.
What?
Did you interview me?
No, why?
Oh, that's not.
I think I can give you a good interview here. Well, not here.
Why does that sound threatening and weird?
Well, it'd be good, it'd be fun, yeah? Over a coffee.
Over an Irish coffee?
A big Irish coffee. No, just a normal coffee or something, Kev.
There could be something in that. There could be something...
Call me a normal outside of office hours. We'll arrange something, Kev, yeah? If you want to. You haven't got to, but if you want to.
That's very kind of you to give her the option.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boys.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Okay.
To meet on what? Go to your house.
I've met Andre.
Can't come here.
Would you be alone with him?
I would be alone with Andre. I would trust Andre.
I know Ian.
Well,
I know you would, Ian.
And
Cass, we could meet in a
pub.
Halfway,
he was going to say pub.
No, I don't drink.
Let me think about it.
All right, sleep on it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she'll be doing that, Andre. She'll just be coming to interview you. Right. Hang in a minute, Ollie. Adam, have you got a safe word we could use for Ollie? Hello, Adam?
Oh, sorry.
Is that your name?
I didn't hear my name. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
All right. Have you got a safe word for Ollie?
A safe word for Ollie, a fellow anxiety sufferer.
So if it gets a little bit, if you know, he's not enjoying the phone call, he can just lay this word out and me and Kath instantly stop. And we will respect that.
Well, my go-to replacement swear word is muffin. And I think that might work.
Muffin.
Muffin. Yeah, it just sounds.
Muffin.
Just sounds right,
muffin or
me.
Mutton?
Muffin.
Muffin. Definitely nope. Muffin.
Are you saying
blueberry, chocolate?
Chocolate mutton. Mutton.
Mutton, yeah.
Muffin. Ollie, I think muffin could. Muffin. I think. Right, Ollie, I'm going to bully you now.
Oh, yeah, oh, God.
No. And I know you've just had a panic attack this weekend. Trust me, I'm a I've met a psychologist.
Me too, Ollie.
Right, I'm going to bully you. As soon as it gets too much, know that this bullying comes from a place of love, all right? As soon as it gets too much, drop muffin, okay?
Drop muffin?
Drop a muffin.
That's what he's trying to avoid doing.
Drop muffin, right. Are we? Now, this is just a fantasy scene, okay?
Yeah.
Right. Are you ready, Ollie?
I'm ready.
I'm going to bully you in 3, 2, 1. Ollie, you're a shit.
Oh.
Nobody wants to play Apex Legends with you.
That's getting close.
Because you are a lousy cheat. You're a terrible team player.
Yeah, that's true now.
You run off on your own and steal everything from all of the loot boxes.
I need double barrel.
And you are a racist. And I know this.
Ooh, yeah.
I know that.
Muffin.
There we go. All right, well done. And scene. Okay. Right. Now, that worked for me. Catherine, how did you feel?
I don't think how I feel is important in this. I think it's all about how Ollie feels, right?
Okay,
I think
Ollie.
We could talk about muffins, though. I would like my muffins.
It does take muffins off the table.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, no. No.
I won't
right.
talk about muttons.
Here's the thing. Muttons. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, right? We're going to employ this. And, Ollie, we're going to name this as the Ollie Breaker, okay? So the safe word muffin applies to everybody. Every caller who feels...
Muffin talk.
Well, I'm going to say it now.
Muffin talk's banned.
I'm just going to say it. We will not talk about actual muffins that you can eat or muffins the mule. We're not going to talk
Sorry,
about those.
Everyone.
They're banned. And I know it's supposed to be free speech and we're banning those subjects.
And also, we won't be talking about anything you can put your muff in.
There we go. And we won't be talking about Martha and the Muffins from the band from the 80s. I'm clever. So all muffin talk is banned. Muffin can only be used now as a safe word if anybody is not enjoying the classic gentle bants spilling forth from the minds and the mouths of Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, the saviours of late night radio. And we're calling it the Ollie manoeuvre.
Uh-huh.
It's performing. You're performing an Ollie, which is actually a skateboarding manoeuvre. I'm cool. So the Ollie manoeuvre is when you drop a muffin in the conversation and we stop.
Would you mind if I dropped a muffin?
Oh, God, what do you mean?
Well, maybe sometimes I want to bail.
No. We are excluded from the Ollie manoeuvre.
Oh.
The hosts are not part of the OM.
Okay.
You can't perform an Ollie. You can't drop a muffin. Ollie, how do you... Now, is that going to make... And a serious question now. Is that going to make you more anxious having a manoeuvre named after you and also knowing that we can't talk about any other form of muffin because of your selfishness?
I think that's fine. I think that's good.
Good.
Adam's
loving it. Adam's loving the fact that you're mentally ill. This is brilliant. Adam is having the time of his life.
Well, I love the repetition of muffins.
You did this.
Ollie, stay there because let's hear what Adam has got to add to the conversation. Good evening, Adam.
Nothing about muffins, sir.
Good. We can't say it. Now we have to stop.
Yeah.
No.
Shit.
Now we have to. Oh, sorry. Now we have to stop and see if you're all right. Are you okay? Do you wish to proceed?
No.
Because so you hang on. I'm confused. Have you just pulled an Ollie?
No, I haven't.
That was an accidental OM.
Okay. Well, you can't say the M word then.
I'm sorry.
The M word.
The M word.
He said the M word.
The M word.
You can't say the N word either.
Well, you can't.
We found another issue with this.
We could use the N word as this. We could use the M word as a safe word.
No.
Then we'd know because we never use. We never talk about that.
Oh, no.
You dropped. Oh, yes.
Who's crying?
Imagine Ollie having your name associated so closely with the N-word. And it's called doing an Ollie. Oh, my God, Mum, you've just done an Ollie.
He just did it. Move on.
Nan, you've just done an Ollie. You can't say that anymore.
No.
Right, Adam, so what have you called in about?
What have I called in about? I am quite a depressed person.
Is this going to be embarrassing for Ollie? Should I let him go?
I don't know.
I don't mind. I don't mind. I can go.
His mythology quite to the fullest extent.
Ollie, I'm going to let you go.
Cool.
Because Adam,
cool.
I felt, if I'm honest, Adam sounds like he's going to be hard work. And well, it's nice to speak to you, Ollie. And we'll speak to you later on. Bye bye. Right, Adam.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't know why you're making me laugh so much. This is going to be a tough call. Go on.
Okay, great. So, essentially, I'm 21. Yeah. I've been working my first full, like, real job for about 2 years now. I'm autistic. So I went through school, had a massive problem making friends throughout that time. This job is, like, relevant to my autistic fixation, my point of passion, which is cars. And the entire office just despises me.
Oh.
And I'm at this point where, I don't know, I feel a bit hopeless. You know, I've been depressed for a very long time. And you go into somewhere and you think, okay, these are people I can talk to about the one thing I understand.
Yep.
And then that proves not to be the case.
How do you know they hate you?
I don't know how much I can divulge on the radio.
Oh, no, don't divulge anything. They'll get you in trouble or identify anything they want to. Have they actually, this isn't a supposition, they've told you they hate you?
They've actively excluded me.
Okay.
And they've told, well, I've been kind of gently informed to stop trying to get involved with them.
Oh, God, they sound like a right bunch of a-holes. Scumbags.
And also, what great management technique.
Yeah. So what, well, when you say...
lovely, it's just their employees.
So when you say try and get involved, what you mean like hanging out at lunch or at lunch? No one gets a lunch break anymore, it's 2019. You mean like you trying to be friendly with them and trying to maybe get in on their scene and you've been warned
out on little... So it's basically the entire department sans me, goes off on social excursions and stuff, and I just feel a bit alone.
Okay, well, do you have any friends outside of work?
I don't have time for friends outside of work.
Of course not, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of my school life was spent not really having a social identity as such.
Yeah.
So I just go through fairly consistent loneliness. I should probably point out as well that I actually live with one of the guys who's in this little group. He's fine, but he's not enough of an in for me to be part of the group, apparently. So I just feel very...
you've been there for 2 years. You've been there for 2 years. And here's the thing. Sometimes some people just don't gel. That happens.
Indeed.
That does happen. This is a tough one, man. And I'm really lucky. I work silly hours. So I don't have to meet anybody here because I'm terrible. I'm terrible, Adam, in workplaces. I've worked in real workplaces and offices and things.
No.
And I can't do that. I don't know how you fit in that environment and how you make friends with people. I don't know how to. So I have no advice on that. And I would suspect that if you're getting that message, that then perhaps it is too late.
Catherine,
would you agree to win them over? But also,
who'd want to win them over after that?
That's the thing, yeah.
It sounds like you'd have to go along with that kind of mentality if you were inside the group. I bet inside the group it's not all rosy either if they're going to be like that.
Who knows? Maybe I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah. That would be my suspicion. Yeah. That'd be my suspicion. If you had to change yourself somehow to conform, to be acceptable to them, then you're going to be miserable within that group anyway. But I know that's that's not helpful.
I'm counting on myself being the only insomniac in that office with this call.
Trust me. We don't get many listeners. They won't be listening to this rubbish.
Also, we don't broadcast to Bell Cheeses.
Well, my biggest issue at the moment, aside from that, is that the person in the office who's my direct line manager, who's been, I'd say if they haven't saved my, at the very least they've saved my career, possibly saved my life a couple of times.
Right.
Took me to hospital at my lowest ebb and stuff like that. And they're leaving soon. And I just don't know what happens to me then, personally, professionally, anything else. You know, when you feel like someone's the only reason that you're still employed and perhaps the only reason you're still alive, it's like, well, what happens now?
Well, you have to start taking a little bit of responsibility for your own life, is what I'm saying. Mm. And that might sound harsh, but... I'm speaking specifically about the reason you're still alive. Yes, that person may have saved your life. That's incredible. And that is remarkable and, but... You now have to look at ways that you don't get into that position again where you are dependent on someone else to save your life. What I'm saying is you have to save your own life. It sounds, I don't mean that to sound harsh, but I guess it quite possibly does.
Can I say something as well? Although they've stepped in at a time when you were in crisis, you're the one continually saving yourself now. Because if you wanted to kill yourself, you would have done it.
I tried. I'm just not very good at tying nooses.
God.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Don't you? Well, okay. I was going to say something I won't say. But
I'm dyspraxic, so that's quite literally incapable. So I couldn't tie my shoelaces until I was 15. Well, you throw a ball at me, it'll probably hit my face.
Well, there you go. Well, there's some good coming out of this dyspraxia. Look, man. Look. We're having a laugh and stuff, but I'm aware that this is a heavy, heavy thing for you. I don't want you to die. Certainly don't want you to die. Certainly don't want you to die in a horrific way like that. It's a horrible way to go, man. It's a lousy way to go. I don't know what to suggest. I don't know what to suggest, which is unusual for me, because normally I can think of things until the cows come up. I don't know if you've spoken to a doctor. I don't know if you have spoken to your managers. I don't know if you could, and I'm not suggesting you should, but I don't know if you could look for a job elsewhere. There's no reason you should have to do that. No one should feel forced out of their job. But if it is making you that unhappy... then perhaps you should look for something else. These are all just things I'm throwing out there because I don't really have any specific advice to give you. But I don't want you to die.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I understand your predicament.
It's not worse. It's not my predicament. It's your predicament. But I can't quite get my head... I can't quite get my head around it and help you, man.
Yeah, it's difficult because my job's quite specialist in a sense.
So there are limited places you could go and work?
There are limited places. I also feel that there are limited places that will have me as well.
Well, that's a different thing because of your autism.
Yeah, I mean, this is when I say I'm not sure how much longer I'd be there once my current line manager is gone. That's quite literal.
Yeah.
Because there have been times where... with all the will in the world, I've just been really bad. Oh. And, you know, that's in terms of, you know, I struggle with sleep, I struggle with communication and understanding tasks if they're just thrown at me on short notice.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, I do wonder...
Are your employers... Employers, I always get it confused. Are your employers aware of that, of what you've just told me? That you struggle with, tasks that are given to you at short notice, and that you perhaps need—I don't know—perhaps you need someone to go through it three times instead of once.
Terrible at saying no as well.
You're terrible at saying okay. You need to speak to your boss, man. You need everything you've said to me. You need to say to them and say, "Look, I feel like I'm struggling a bit, and I'm not giving you as much as I can and as much as you deserve. These are the things that would make it a little bit better for me. Forget the friendship thing for a bit. Let's try and hang on to the job."
Indeed. I don't think I'm... I have told the various important people in the office.
Yeah.
exactly what I've told you and beyond, but it feels a bit like banging my head against a wall.
I bet it does. But quite often things in companies, and I'm speaking from experience, move a lot slower than we would like them to. I'm one of those people that when I have an idea, I want it fully executed within 10 minutes and I want it done. And if it's not done within the hour, I'm bored and I'm on to the next idea. And yeah, I found that a lot, particularly at the BBC. It doesn't work like that. BBC, it took like a year, 18 months to get a podcast of the show. And I remember just thinking, this is such an obvious idea, just do it. And it built resentment in me. But that was just the way that machine worked. It ground very slowly. And maybe there's a similar thing going on with you. Or maybe your bosses just don't listen and don't give a stuff.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, we're both in quite similar fields of the industry, actually. So, I think a lot of that exists in my office as well. Be it ideas, be it even features and stuff. Oops, I write things. Yeah. it's quite demoralizing, isn't it, when stuff that you're truly passionate about goes quite quick or gets thrown off the agenda quite quickly.
Yeah. Adam, don't kill yourself. That's all. The only solid suggestion I've got is don't. It's an instruction. Don't kill yourself, please.
Yeah,
hang in there.
I try my best.
All right, man. Listen, give us a call later in the week, please, and let us know you're still around.
Yeah, I mean, I try not to be awake at this kind of time, but yeah,
me too.
I probably will
me
be
too.
Around to call you later.
Adam, listen, hang in there, man. Thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000. I'm confused by this tweet from Steffi. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I'm not. The terminology, Steffi says, please tell Ian Lee, the correct term for folk like Bex and myself is trans woman with a space.
Oh, OK, because I've read four different ones. I've read four different ones where it's the correct term is trans woman and then there is no such thing as trans woman, and the second time it's in inverted commas.
She's talking about, look, trans
it now, but this is the fifth time I've read it, so I'm slightly confused. Okay, well, I'm sorry I don't speak.
I'm not, because that's how Rebecca refers to herself, and it is a loaded difference.
Trans woman.
And if you listen to the extended podcast tomorrow, you'll understand what she's trying to say.
Okie dokie.
But it is, I mean, we touched on it in the shorter version. That was a shorter version of a
but she's calling me out for being wrong.
Yeah, but that's only because you're using the same terminology as Rebecca is, because we're honouring the way Rebecca refers to herself.
But also I run words together as well. I'm sorry if you're offended, Steffi. I'm genuinely sorry. But first of all, I was confused because your first four tweets have got inverted commas. But obviously you didn't mean that. That's cool. I get it. We'll tweet stuff that doesn't quite make sense. Trans woman. I mean, I'm not going to slow down my speech, I'm afraid. Sorry if you're offended by that, but I'm not going to.
It's just really political.
Okay.
It's just really political.
Well, there's a surprise.
And that's kind of what Rebecca alluded to in the short version, and we talk about in more depth in the long version.
Well, I look forward to listening to the long version. That's going to go out as a podcast.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right. Thank you, Steffi. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.